Section 4.11, Railroad Crossings. There's an old proverb in baseball which says that if the ball and the runner reach first base at the same time, then it's a tie and the tie goes to the runner. In traffic, if a train and a car get to the crossing at the same time, then it's also a tie and the tie goes to the train. With this understanding, let's look at some ways to keep from having a fatal tie at a railroad crossing. Railroad crossings are just another type of an intersection, and like highway intersections, they can become very dangerous. Railroad crossings have their own unique markings, which you will find at the end of this section. There are two types of crossings, controlled and uncontrolled. Controlled crossings usually have both red lights and crossing gates. You must make a complete stop when the lights are flashing and/or the gates are down. Remain stopped until the lights stop flashing and the gates are raised. Florida Statute 316.15752 states that it is illegal to drive through, around, or under any crossing gate that is closed or is being opened or closed. An uncontrolled crossing is one that does not have red lights or a crossing gate. However, like a controlled crossing, they are marked with a round yellow advanced warning sign and are placed ahead of the crossing. This side advanced warning sign tells you to slow down, look, and listen for a train. Be prepared to stop at the tracks in the event that a train is approaching. A crossbuck sign marks the railroad crossing. Some of the more dangerous crossings may even have a stop sign. If this is the case, then the same laws apply as they do at the highway intersection. When you approach a crossing, slow down and be sure to check traffic in the rear. Be aware of other cars approaching you at an unsafe speed. Reduce the noise level in your car to listen for the train sounds by turning your radio down or preferably off. If necessary, lower your window. Stop at a safe distance before the tracks if a train is approaching, not less than 15 feet or more than 50 feet. When the train has passed, make sure the intersection is clear and that another train is not approaching on another track before you attempt to cross. A sign below the crossbuck will indicate how many sets of tracks you will be crossing. When crossing the railroad tracks, reduce your speed to handle a potential rough ride. Check both ways on the track for a short sight distance. Drive onto the tracks only after you have enough space and speed to clear the tracks. Make sure any vehicles ahead of you have cleared the tracks before you start to cross. Never stop on railroad tracks waiting for traffic ahead to move. Remember to be prepared to stop behind buses or trucks that are hauling flammable contents. The law requires such vehicles to stop at all railroad crossings. If the gates start to come down as you begin to cross, keep going even if it means that you will break through. Highway Rail Grade Crossings Warning Signs. Round Yellow Advance Warning Signs. The round black on yellow warning sign is placed ahead of a public highway rail intersection. The advance warning sign tells you to slow down, look, and listen for the train, and be prepared if a train is coming. Pavement Markings. Pavement markings mean the same as the advanced warning sign. They consist of an X with the letters RR and no passing marking on two-lane roads. There is a no passing zone sign on two-lane roads. There may be a white stop line painted on the pavement before the railroad tracks. Parallel track signs. These signs are diamond-shaped with black illustrations showing railroad tracks parallel to the highway. These signs warn drivers who are making a turn that there is a highway rail intersection immediately after the turn. Stop sign. A stop sign means the same as it does at a highway intersection. Stop, look, and listen for the train. Proceed when it is safe to do so. Multiple tracks. When there are more than one set of tracks at a crossing, there is a sign beneath the crossbucks with the number indicating how many tracks are present. Watch for additional trains coming from either direction. Do not stop on the track sign. This sign may be posted on the right side of the road or the far side of the tracks. When you stop, be sure that the front or the rear of the car is at least 15 feet from the tracks. Exempt sign. There are two kinds of exempt signs. A sign below the crossbuck with white background and black letters that says exempt. A sign below the advanced warning sign with yellow background and black letters that says exempt. An exempt sign means that the crossing has been abandoned or its use discontinued. Follow your local procedures about stopping. Track out of service sign. In some states, this sign may be posted at a crossing that has been abandoned or its use discontinued. Follow your local procedures about stopping. Crossbuck sign. This sign marks the grade crossing. It requires you to yield the right-of-way to the train. If there is no white line painted on the pavement, you must stop before the crossbuck sign. Gates, lights. Never attempt to go around the gates. When the red lights are flashing, a train is present. Even if the red lights continue to flash and no train appears, do not cross. Call the police. There may be an 800 number posted at the crossing to call for help. If there is a flagman or police officer directing traffic, obey that person. You can cross the tracks if that person says it is okay. When the gates are down, it means a train is present and the road is closed. It is unsafe and illegal to cross. Chapter 4 Footnotes. Footnote 1. FDLE Vehicle Operation, CJD 723A. Footnote 2. FSS 316.0, 8951. Footnote 3. Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles Traffic Crash Statistics Report, 2004, page 33. Footnote 4. State of Florida Driver's Handbook, pages 52 and 53. Footnote 5. NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts, 2004, Large Trucks, page 1. Footnote 6. Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles Traffic Crash Statistics Report, 2004, page 48. Footnote 7. NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2004, Pedia Cyclists, page 1. Footnote 8. NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2004, Pedia Cyclists, page 4. Footnote 9. NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2004, Motorcycles, page 1 to 3. Footnote 10. NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2004, Pedestrians, page 1 to 3. Footnote 11. NHTSA Cellular Telephone Use in America and Perceptions of Safety, pages 7 and 8.